Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds, a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits and fears and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with. And a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about me and what I do by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Feel free to look around the site, and there's lots of information that I've posted and lots of things under the tab that says free things. And it may just be what you are looking for. Okay, so we will start now, and I am having a conversation in the chat room. Yes, the chat room is open today. I finally contacted Blog Talk. They told me what they thought the problem was. I did what they told me to do, and it didn't fix anything. So I sent them another message letting them know that, and today it works. So I'm not sure exactly what they did, but I'm glad that they did it. So we are chatting with Little Fairy, and we are talking about sadness over resigning from a job and moving forward with her life. And so she says, I am sad because I have to look for another job again. I'm afraid that it will take time for me to find something else. Okay, so what your guidance is saying is that we really need to clear that energy out of you. Because if you are in that energy of being sad and thinking it's going to take a long time, then that's what you're telling the universe you want. You're telling it you want to be sad, and you're telling it you want it to take forever for you to find another job. So we need to clear that energy out of you. And as always, when I'm doing clearing work with anyone, if there's anyone else listening who wants the same issue cleared out of their life, all you have to do is say yes, and the clearing will also work for you. So here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of the past? Letting go of the way things were, the way things worked before, the way they didn't work, all of the frustration and stress that you felt when you were looking for a job before, or any time in your life when you were looking for a job, or when you were looking for anything that you thought you needed but you didn't have and you couldn't find. It's about that whole idea of this isn't going to work. So the Divine Infinity Healing Energy is now going through you and finding all of the places where you store that energy. That energy that says that it's not going to work, that it's going to be hard, that it's going to take forever, that it's going to be difficult. All of those excuses that you generate that complicate your life. This Divine Infinity Healing Energy is now spreading throughout every level of your multidimensional existence and clearing away those beliefs, those old thoughts, those old patterns, that old energy that is not you. And you do not need to hang on to it. It does not keep you safe. It does not provide you with anything other than sadness and fear. So it's letting go of all of that. And just breathe deeply as you are just letting it go. And you are being filled with the energy of wonder. Wonder like a child has when they go outside and they're looking at the day and they're looking at everything around them and they're wondering what wonderful things they're going to do. You are now being filled with that energy of wonder, wondering what this new opportunity is going to be that's coming to you. And they are showing me that you are going to have several opportunities that come up, and they are coming soon, so that you can make the decision about what is for your highest good and feel the joy of knowing that the universe is on your side and your life is going to work out so beautifully, so incredibly, so wonderfully, because it's what you deserve. And if you're willing to accept this clearing and all of the energy involved in it, then just say yes. And your heart is singing yes. So take three nice deep breaths. Okay. Your energy is definitely shifting. And that's good. If you want to let me know how you feel, then that'll be great. Okay, she says she feels much better. That's wonderful. Oh, it's like you're now all sparkly. And now you can embrace your day and move forward and know that you are going to have these incredible opportunities that are coming into your life. And they are there because you really do deserve them. It's not because of anything you've done. It's simply because you are. We don't have to prove ourselves to the universe, to God, to Allah, to, you know, whatever divine being you think of, or no divine being at all if you don't want one. But we don't have to prove ourselves. We are loved simply because we are. And that's it. All right. You feel much better, little fairy. So we will move on to our caller. And this is a 1111111111. I don't even know how many ones I just said, numbers. And so let's find out who it is. Hold on. I pushed the button. There we go.
Into infinity.
How are you, Barbara?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am fabulously blessed and grateful.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. So, what's going on in your life today?
Well, I had thought about calling, and then I said, well, you know, yeah, no, maybe so. But then I said, I'll call. And but then I couldn't find my earpiece. I'm saying, okay, when's the last time I used it, blah, 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 blah. I go outside. This has never happened before, but I go outside, and it's right at my car door. Well, didn't it rain yesterday? So I said, bless, I was supposed to call her because otherwise, I'll tell him what, I wasn't going up till at least Monday or Tuesday. What would have happened to my earpiece? So, anyway, because I wasn't using the phone that much. Long story short, I figured there must be a fabulous message waiting for me. Of course it's fabulous. It's for me. It's for me. But anywho, for me to hear at this time through you, Baba Grace Reynolds.
Well, all right. Let's see what kind of a fabulous message you are going to be getting. So, Kali is coming forward. So you are going to be a good message. She always gives such strong messages. Okay, here we go. Let me go into her energy. My beloved sister, and I call you sister because you are my sister. You are my sister. And you have all of the power and all of the gifts that I do. There is nothing that I can do that you cannot do. Yes, some of it will take some time. You will have to learn a few new things in order to accomplish it. But it is the possibility of your life. I say this to you because I don't want you to limit yourself. I don't want you to limit yourself in any way, shape, or form. You are strong. You are powerful. You are amazing. You are here to create miraculous things for this world to experience. And you know this. You've always known this. Deep in your soul, it stirs and you feel it. And you know this is who you are. And you are opening up to allowing yourself to express it, to be it, to experience it, to benefit from it. Because, yes, you are supposed to benefit from what you do. It is not a one-way street where you are always giving and no one is ever giving back. You are receiving. It is the ebb and flow that is important. So I want to encourage you to open up even more to receiving. And I know that you've been opening up to receiving and you are willing to receive so much more than you used to. But there is still so much more receiving that you can receive. Even though you may not know what it is that you are receiving, know that it is for your highest good. Because that is what you have been telling us. That is what you have been putting out to the universe, that you want what is for your highest good, that you create what is for the highest good of all, that you live in the energy of the highest good, and your opening up to receiving is part of that energy. It is part of what you are here to experience. So let go of anything else. You don't ever need to just settle. Not ever, because you deserve the best. Even when you don't know what the best is, you still deserve it. So I want you to move forward in your life with that power, with that confidence, with that knowing that you deserve the best. And allow that to be the energy that you are sending out into the universe. So that you are receiving that back. We love you. We love you so much. And we see what is within you. And you are beginning to have a deeper understanding of what is within you as well. Open up. Open up. Open up. Even when you feel like you're completely open, open up. There's always more, and it's just going to get better and better and better. Stand tall. You are my sister.
Woo! Woo! Thank you, Kali. I, as soon as I heard that energy was coming through, I said, right on time, yes, right on time. The heads around the neck, you know, I put a few around there today. Anyway, beautiful. I give thanks, and I look forward to housing, awakening, receiving more of the attributes of Kali. I thank you, Barbara Grace. That was so, so I can't find the words at the moment.
Well, you are welcome. And thank you. I mean, I love Kali's energy, so it's like, woo.
Yes. That was right on time.
Yeah, you were.
What did you say? You broke up a little bit.
I said so much more in life to look forward to.
Yes. That's true. For all of us. As long
definitely.
As we breathe in these temples. Yes. And beyond. In the next reality. And, that one into infinity. We go. Catch
yes,
you later,
definitely.
My sister. Barbara Grace Winner.
Hey, that means that Callie's my sister, too.
I take it. That was like heartfelt. Whoa. Yes. That's another way to look at those connections. Makes it easier to accept them. When you put them in those terms. Yes.
Yeah, she wants you to see her as your equal, standing beside you, helping you whenever you call for her to help you, loving you completely.
Mm. Yeah, well, she was with me a little while ago, and a little while before that, too. Ooh, thank you. Namaste.
Namaste. Thanks for calling.
My pleasure, Anna.
Such wonderful energy. Well, I'm going to start doing my brain just went blank. Okay. Last summer, I think it was, I was guided to a process for clearing the beliefs out of your subconscious. And clearing beliefs out of your subconscious has been something that I've always been interested in. I was trying to develop a process several years ago, and it just got so big and so cumbersome that it wasn't working, and I couldn't figure out how to make it work, and so I just kind of gave up on it. And then last summer, I was guided to this process, and it's called Master Solution, and it's about reprogramming your subconscious. And so I was guided to this, and I've done several of them. And then for the last couple of weeks, I've been getting these nudges that I'm supposed to start writing clearing processes for these master solutions. And lucky for me, the guy that does this is open to me actually utilizing these master solutions. In fact, I can actually send a free one to anyone who wants one. So if you want one, send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com, and I will send you the one that I'm guided to send to you. But back to what I was saying. So I'm going to start doing a group clearing, and it'll be once a week, and it'll be $100 a month, and each session, class, whatever you want to call it, we will clear an issue. And when I'm talking about clearing an issue, I'm not just talking about, okay, you're not going to, you know, be afraid of bumblebees anymore or something like that. I'm talking about actually clearing the entire issue. So doing the clearing work will probably take about 30 minutes. In the first half of the class, we'll talk about whatever it is people have connected with that issue, because we will include that in the clearing. So even though I will have a written procedure that we will do, I will add everything that people talk about, so that at the end of that class, you will have let go of everything connected with that issue. Anyone who's never experienced this really doesn't have an understanding of what I'm saying. But I can tell you, my guidance had me write one on self-love. Now, I had a list of like 80 things to say to myself to, you know, bring myself into loving myself. And that was something that they had me doing. So they had me do this procedure for releasing the opposite of everything on that list. And so I go through and I write up the process and I say it, because you have to say it to your subconscious. Well, I like to say it out loud, but actually I kind of whisper it, but that's okay. Anyway, and I usually do this right before I go to bed at night. So I did the one for self-love and I went to bed and I didn't know what to expect. And the next morning I got up and I went to the bathroom and I saw myself in the mirror and this big smile came on my face. And I was like, I really love you. And I was like, where did that come from? Because, you know, I've gone through that list over and over, and every time I do that, I do feel that wonderful love for myself, but it just kind of, you know, fades throughout the day or whatever. But when I did that procedure and I cleared all of those issues that were negative feelings that I had about me, it was like, wow, I really do love myself. And I found that that stayed with me. You know, once you let that go, it's not going to come back unless you decide for some strange reason that you actually want it back. And so I don't have the negative feelings that I would sometimes have about myself. I really do love and accept myself. And this is what I want to help other people to experience. And so we're going to be clearing things like the self-love. I also did one on judgments because, you know, guidance has been telling me for years that I need to stop judging, you know, because that's something that we do and there's always emotions attached to judgments and then we get stuck in the emotions and we start creating more of what we're judging, and if we're judging that it's wrong, then we're creating more wrong, and, you know, it's that whole cycle of judging stuff. And that's also an interesting experience because I did it one night before I went to bed and I had some really weird dreams, which is another thing that happens when you do this. And I find that it's so much easier to accept my life, to accept other people, to accept situations and not get upset. I don't take things personally. I'm okay with it. I realize that it just is what it is, and it's what I make of it. So I don't have to make anything at all of it. So I've done this with, I think, about 6 different processes that they've guided me to. Oh, the last one. Oh, I just love the last one. The last one was guilt and punishment. And that's a biggie for a lot of people, because if you feel guilty about something, then you are going to punish yourself. It doesn't matter if anybody else ever knows what you did that you're feeling guilty about. You are going to punish yourself, and you are going to punish yourself as much as you possibly can and as hard as you possibly can, because you actually have a belief that that's going to make you a better person and that's what you deserve. So I cleared guilt and punishment, and I didn't realize how many old beliefs were running in me around that, you know, because we are taught, you know, depending on how you're raised, and I was raised in a predominantly Christian kind of, you know, atmosphere where you're committing all of these sins and you're going to have to, you know, beg God to forgive you in order to get into heaven. And if you don't succeed, then you're going to go straight to hell. And I didn't realize how much of that was still entwined in my life, because I don't have those consciously, I don't have those beliefs, but there were still things in my subconscious that was connected with those beliefs. And there was one issue in particular that I would think about every day, and every time I thought about it, I would think, I don't need to think about this. Why do I keep thinking about this? And after I did that clearing, I don't think about it. I don't think about it at all. It just never comes up. And I just feel so much better, because I don't need to punish myself anymore because I didn't do anything wrong. So it's, you know, it's about letting go of the blame and the shame and the guilt and the need for punishment. And there was a whole lot of different stuff involved in that. There was even some stuff for people who have been abused as children and have taken the guilt onto themselves when they didn't do anything wrong. It was whoever it was that was abusing them. It was their stuff. And it was about letting go of that too. I wasn't abused as a child, but they had me put that in there, I guess, because when I do that with a group, there will be people that that will apply to. Anyway, I just love this rewriting of your subconscious beliefs, the letting go of what, of the negativity that's there and holding you back and holding you down in life. And when I do this, I ask that whatever is released be replaced with divine love, so you're not going around feeling empty or needing to put something else back in there, because you are being filled with that beautiful, amazing, divine love. And it just feels so good. So I am going to start writing up, you know, all the website stuff, and I'll post it on Facebook when it's done. And if it's something that you're interested in, then it's a wonderful way to start clearing major issues out of your life. And I don't know how long, you know, it's going to take for you to feel absolutely wonderful. Although, you know, I've done like 6 or 7 of them, and I do feel absolutely wonderful. And then today I was getting messages about what I needed to add for the next one. So we'll see where it goes. Okay, we are now going to the caller from area code. Oh, I'm supposed to tell you before we do that if you have any questions about this, about the master solutions and how to join the group or anything like that, then you can send me an email, again, at barbara.healing@gmail.com. And I hope to have this group started within the next 2 weeks, so you shouldn't have to wait long. All right, now we are going to area code 203.
Hi there.
Hi, what's your name?
Victoria.
Victoria?
Yes.
Hello, what can I do for you today, Victoria?
I was just calling because I recently met a man by the name of Kyle, and I just wanted to ask you what you pick up with him and I moving forward.
The first thing I'm feeling is a lot of fun. Is Kyle a fun person to be with?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he laughs a lot. Okay, so what do you guys want to tell me about Victoria and Kyle moving forward? Okay, he's going to teach you how to let go and how to actually live in the moment, to actually
mm-hmm.
have fun all the time.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part of you that's very I'm seeing like this dowdy old woman. I'm not saying you're a dowdy old woman, but you've got a part in you that says that that's what your life is supposed to be. You're not supposed to have fun. And she takes her little cane and swings it and slaps you on the hand. Okay. And Kyle is here to help you let go of that, to move forward into joy, into laughter, into doing things that you really, really enjoy doing, and to just have fun at it. And mm-hmm. this is a relationship that has the potential to last. I'm seeing you both kind of as these older people, and you are, I'd say you're in your 80s or 90s or something. I don't know. Anyway, you're out swing dancing. So he could really help you to open up to your fun side and to live a life of joy. And this could last for years and years and years. The choice is yours. So there's a lot of potential there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know how he feels about me? Are you able to pick that up?
Oh, he loves you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think, you know, when we first met, he, you know, I think, not that things were moving quickly, but, you know, he expressed, you know, just in our conversations, it's like kind of like that mentality of moving more quickly. And like recently, it seems we've taken a little step back, and we have good communication. So he's like even said to me, like, you know, I know I've become distant, but I'm not trying to be, he says, that he just wants to take things slow, and that like in the past he's always like jumped into relationships. So he just wants to, you know, promised himself he would like take things slow and not like jump into things. From the beginning, I feel like, you know, he really did like me like a lot. But then when I saw that he started distancing himself, you know, I obviously got a little insecure, and you know, so, but I definitely see what you mean about him helping me live in the moment, and 'cause I definitely see that in thinking of our conversations recently.
And maybe you need to remind him of what he's been teaching you, you know, the next time you're talking with him or you're together with him and he starts pulling back, and you can say, well, you've been teaching me to live in the moment, and I'm living in the moment right now. So let's go and do, you know, something fun and spontaneous, whatever it is that pops into your mind. And if he starts to object, you know, you can say, you taught me, now you better stick with me, you know, so that he has permission to know that it's okay for him to just be himself with you.
Yeah. Yeah, do you think he has any other, like, hesitancies? Like, because, you know, he was married, and he's divorced since last February. And he's told me that he's, like, over that, and, you know, he told me he wants, you know, he wants a girlfriend. Like, he's told me that he's done with that, like, completely. And hope he, you know, is ready for that. I mean, maybe, maybe it's just really a matter of him feeling like it was moving too quickly for him. Although, you know, I never meant to, like, seem like it was moving quickly. But, I don't know, I just don't want... I just wanted a real shot at this.
Yeah, it's not you, so don't make it you. And
it's
more a little bit of the fear of screwing it up. His fear.
Hmm.
He does care for you. He really does. And he does want to. He feels the connection. You feel the connection, too. You guys have this wonderful connection with each other. And encourage him to be himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's himself, you know. He's fun. He's happy. He's loving. He's spontaneous. And he's got this charisma, too. And that's who he is. That's who he really is. So when you're feeling drawing back, you know, encourage him to be himself.
Yeah, you know, and I never thought that he was, like, not being himself, because I do see that spontaneous side of him, and I don't know if, I guess what you're saying is part of him taking a step back is I mean, I don't know, maybe he fears that I won't like that spontaneous side of him. But I do like that. And yeah, maybe I should, you know, if I do get to see him soon, I can like tell him that, like, about him. And I really like, I want him to kind of initiate things with me, since he's the one who's kind of like taking a step back. I want to like give him that space to be able to then come back to me. And you know, so I hope that, do you think we'll be able to see each other soon?
I think that I keep hearing the words equal partnership. So it is, if you want to have an equal partnership, then you don't wait for him. If there's something that you need to say, then you go ahead and say it. You don't wait for him to figure out what it is you're thinking about, because men are really just not good at that at all. And you just say whatever it is you need to say. In fact,
yeah,
they're kind of saying, well, when you get off the phone, why don't you call him? So you might want to call him when you get off the phone.
Yeah.
And just have a conversation.
Yeah.
With
him. Yeah.
Don't,
so like two days ago was the last time I talked to him. And actually we had plans to go out to dinner on Tuesday. And then he canceled on me because he said that some things came up. He had to bring his truck in to the shop and, you know, his haircut. He had to go back to the barber because, like, barber had messed up his hair one time. And literally he's, like, sending me pictures to, like, prove himself. And I was like, okay, that was, you know, not necessary. But I guess he felt that I was feeling like he was lying. But he was saying, like, he had legitimate reasons to cancel. Meanwhile, I was thinking in my head, like, oh, he's just making an excuse, because quite honestly, it's been a while now since we've gotten to see each other. And, you know, we've FaceTimed like several times, but we haven't actually like seen each other in a while. And, you know, he's been telling me how he's an electrician. So he's working a lot, like 10-hour days, and he's working the weekends. So he's been telling me that he's been like super busy. And, you know, I believe him, but at the same time, I'm like, well, but we can find some time to get together, you know? So I just hope that he can make that time.
You can just call him up and say, I'm hungry. Feed me. And see how he reacts.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to overwhelm him because, like, honestly, I think, like, after, because I was upset with him once he canceled on me, and I was, like, sending him, like, long texts and stuff like that. And, you know, he was very good about it. Like, he was very good about how he reacted to me and, you know, and basically trying to, like, not have me overthink the fact that he canceled and, like, you know, that nothing changed between us, just that he had to cancel. So I definitely, that resonates when you had said about him, like, really calm me and whatnot. But you know, he was saying like, we'll talk, like, I promise, like, we'll figure it out. Cause I had told him, you know, like, you know, I'm like this, like, I reacted this way because, like, I haven't had the best experience in my last, like, relationships. So, like, I get on defense when I see, like, certain situations happening like this that make me feel like, oh, something's wrong. So I explained that to him, you know, like, that's why I reacted that way. And, you know, he just kind of answered by saying, you know, don't worry, like, we'll figure it out. I promise, like, we'll talk. So, like, I just am wanting, I'm very, like, much so, like, I'll communicate with him if I need to. But, like, at this point, based on that last conversation, I feel like I just want to eat and let him reach out to me because, like, you know, he said, we'll talk, you know, we'll talk about it. So I don't want to pressure him because, like, I feel like because I made such a big deal about canceling, you know, he was thinking, like, he's probably thinking in his mind, like, you know, we're not even, like, it's not even my girlfriend yet, and she's making such a big deal about me canceling. So, like, I don't want to overwhelm him. That's why I want him to come to me in this specific situation. Otherwise, I definitely agree about the equal partnership.
Well, we need to do a little bit of clearing work on you to get this stuff out of your way, because it's really, you've got this dark cloud bogging you down, and your guidance is saying that's not spontaneous. So are you willing to do a little bit of clearing work with me right now to kind of get this out of the way?
Sure.
Okay. I will ask you a question, and the question will go on and on and on. And at the end, I will say, if you are willing to accept this, say yes. And if you are willing to accept it, you'll say yes, and then I'll tell you to breathe. Okay, so here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go of the perceptions that you have about how you are supposed to be or not supposed to be in a relationship, what you are supposed to say, what you're not supposed to say, what you're supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do, all of the stuff that you gain from your years of experience in relationships that doesn't really necessarily make sense, because every relationship is different. And you are now in a relationship with a wonderful man that you care for and who cares for you. And all of this old stuff is coming up and tying you up into knots. And he's got old stuff coming up and tying him into knots. And neither one of you needs any of this old stuff. So this divine infinity energy is now moving throughout you. And it is releasing all of this old stuff, all of these old beliefs, all of the stuff that ties you up and keeps you from just being you, from living in the moment, from having a conversation if you want to have a conversation. There's no need for you to sit and wait for someone else to figure out that you want to talk to them. If you want to talk to them, call them. It's okay for you to be you. So this is bringing you back into that energy of accepting yourself, accepting your life, accepting that it's okay for you to say what you need to say when you need to say it. And if you are willing to accept this change, then say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
Good. That was really helpful.
Like this whole big cloud thing went away. Okay, great.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. I definitely can't be stuck in old ways and, like, generalize past relationships to present one, because I do think he's a really great coach. And, you know, I really do want it to go well and explore it.
Okay. So, as soon as you finish talking to me, get on the phone and talk to Kyle.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome. And move forward with this relationship. It really does look like so much fun, and you need to have fun.
Yeah, I've just been wanting to find that right guy, you know, and, you know, I don't want to, you know, I just have had such high hopes of, like, the man like that I want in my life and whatnot, and so I hope, you know, I hope it's him. So,
well, even if it's not, you can still have fun.
Okay.
Yeah, they're saying don't put off your fun. Go ahead and have it.
Okay. Do you think that this could be like a long-lasting relationship?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Well, you are welcome. And enjoy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller is, hold on, my computer's doing its thing. It's from area code 757. Hi, who's this?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Andrea.
Hello, Andrea. What can I do for you today?
I don't know. There's a whole lot going on in terms of me not feeling confident in myself and it reflecting in different issues in my life with work, with my physical health, and I think my marriage, and I don't know how to start believing in myself again and fixing some of these things, you know, in my life and in my way, and to me being really happy.
Okay, so what I'm picking up is that you have a very strong belief that you don't deserve. You don't deserve good. You don't deserve joy. You don't deserve happiness. What did you do that was so terrible that you have to punish yourself by not deserving?
I don't know. I just think a lot of it comes from my childhood and growing up with a narcissistic parent and, you know, never feeling like I guess I was good enough in terms of living up to what they thought I should be doing and who I am instead of listening to myself. And I still don't know how to do that. It's so sad.
Right. Well, that makes perfectly good sense. And one of the things that I'm getting is that you really need to start letting go of some of those layers. You have layers and layers and layers and layers of crap about you not being good enough, not deserving. And they want us to take some of those layers away. So are you willing to do a little work on that right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So take a couple of nice deep breaths. And just let yourself be right here, right now, in this moment. And we are connecting to Divine Mother and Divine Father and Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael has his beautiful blue flame sword of truth. And he is going to use that sword to cut away whatever it is we ask him to cut away. Okay, so here we go. We ask Divine Mother, Divine Father, and Archangel Michael, with his blue flame sword of truth, to lovingly cut all binding ties, hooks, threads, cords, attachments, and any other kind of tie that may be limiting us in any way. These ties are now cut between us and the belief that we don't deserve, the belief that we're not good enough, the belief that we do not have the right to have a wonderful, beautiful, amazing life. These binding ties, hooks, threads, cords, and attachments are now being lovingly cut by Archangel Michael and his blue flame sword of truth. They are being completely and thoroughly cut, lifted, healed, dissolved, broken, and eliminated from every level of our multidimensional energy fields. We ask Divine Mother to release all of these ties and attachments from us right now, layer by layer, by 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 layer. By layer, 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 by layer. And as each of these layers are cut, we are being filled with the beautiful crystalline white energy of divine love, so that there is no empty space needing to be refilled with the ties that have been cut, so that we are able to move forward in our lives with grace and ease. We are allowing these limiting ties and attachments to be released into the heart of Divine Mother, where they are transformed into whatever is for the highest good. And we ask that they be cut layer by 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 layer. Even the subtlest ties, the deepest ties, the ones that we may have been hanging on to for our whole life or many lifetimes, are now being cut, released, removed, dissolved, layer by 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 layer We know that we are whole. We know that we are one with all that is. And we thank you, Divine Father, Angel Michael, and so it is. And just take a couple of nice deep breaths. Okay.
I'm sorry.
You set up 150 different layers of stuff off of you, so
okay.
It's just fine. You're just releasing. And they're showing me an image now of the little girl in you, and she's letting go. She's been hiding and afraid all these years. Now she's beginning to see the light. She's ready for this. You're ready for this.
Yes. I just don't want to think that I need other people's support all the time. I want to just be supporting myself and not looking to everybody to be accepting of me and supporting me.
And that comes from the fact that you don't believe that you are actually good enough for anyone to love. You don't believe you're actually good enough for you to love. And so by cutting away all of these layers, we are opening you up to the love that is within you. Because there is this incredible divine love that is inside each and every one of us.
It's me. I'm very empathic. I always treat people, I think, the way I would like to be treated, but I always get that in return, and that's very hard.
That was because you didn't believe that you deserved it. You wouldn't accept it if people had been wonderful and loving to you. You would have run away because it would have been so against what you believe about you, what you believe about your life. You were taught to live smaller and to settle and to always bend over backwards for everybody else, hoping that one day someone would recognize you and go, oh yes, let me help you. But you knew that they weren't going to do that. And so if anyone even thought about doing that, they got the energy that said, no, don't do that.
Okay.
You have been creating what you believe. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We create what we believe. and you believed in your smallness, you're not deserving this. And that is what you created in your life. And those are the kind of people you invited into your life because you were comfortable with that. You don't like it. You've never liked it. But you are comfortable with it. And we settle for what we are comfortable with. Now all of that is changing. You've let go of so much stuff just in the last few minutes. Your life is changing. And now you need to decide what it is that's actually important to you. And that's what you need to focus on.
Okay.
Okay, and you have a host of angels that are going to be working with you to help you through this because you're not doing this alone. You don't have to do it alone. You always, always have support. You always have love. It may not be the people around you, but you also have a divine team that is always working with you, and they are there for you. They truly are there for you. And they keep saying that you deserve it. You deserve love. You deserve love. You, Andrea, deserve love. We love you, Andrea. We love you, Andrea. We love you, Andrea. We love you, Andrea. And you deserve it. All right, I know this is all new stuff for you to process. That's okay.
Yeah. And I've been working on it spiritually for a long time. I was at a place a few months ago where I was going to a mentoring group at a healing place, and then I stopped going. And it seemed like my spiritual growth just all of a sudden just took a stop because I got so much into my work, and I changed jobs, and it just seems like I changed jobs. It's different people, but it's the same issues that keep following me.
Yes, that's because you're creating them. It's based on what you think. It's based on what you believe.
Okay.
And that's why
I will try.
Your thoughts. You need to open up to love. And when I'm talking about love, I'm talking about unconditionally accepting yourself.
Yes.
You don't see anything wrong with yourself because there isn't anything wrong. You love yourself simply as you are. And you change simply because that is your choice. You take away all of the conditions, all of the judgments, all of those emotional tags, and you just let all of that go, except you.
Okay. So it's good.
And sometimes that is the hardest thing for us to do. So you may want to start going back to, you know, mentoring groups or connecting more and more with more spiritual people.
Yes.
So that you can experience more of the love.
Okay, thank you for your time today.
You are welcome. And, you know, be nice to yourself. In fact, do something nice just for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank
you. All right, well, thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. All right, we do have the chat room today. Yay! And hello, Dove for Peace. Okay, if there are any questions in the chat room, feel free to type them. Now is a good time because there are no callers in the queue right now. So it's okay, I'm getting this message about loving ourselves and the importance of loving and accepting ourselves. And this is a time when, you know, there's all these interesting energies in the world. And it's taking us into the state of chaos so that we can realize that we don't want to be in chaos, you know. It's funny, sometimes they lead you into experiencing something so that you can realize that this isn't what I want. And that's what's happening in the world right now, and it's a matter of us coming back to love. So it's important for us to love ourselves. It's so important. Okay, Dove for Peace, what is your question? And so we're all right now being filled with that beautiful divine love. So if you feel a little warmth in your heart or anything that feels, you know, like something's happening to me, it's you are being filled with that divine love. So just allow yourself to accept that divine love and to let it be a part of your life, because it is a part of who you are. It always has been and it always will be. So just open up to that divine love. It's there for you. Okay, so Dr. P says, I have to move out of my room by January. Okay, and Dr. P is continuing to type. I'm late on my November rent. Okay, so there is so much energy of lack around you right now. Oh, boy. And that explains why you're lacking. It's interesting, the things that we create. But I'm not going to tell you anything yet because you're still typing and I want to read what you're typing. So I can make sure that we cover everything that we need to cover with your answer. And you are being told over and over and over again, you are loved. We love you. You are loved. We love you. We are love. We love you. Okay. Yes, I will help you move out of that energy. And I'm thinking we're going to be cutting some more ties. Or are we going to be... Okay. All right. So we are going to cut some ties, and we are also going to kind of re-energize you in a way. And it'll all make sense when we do it. Okay, so take some nice deep breaths and just let yourself relax and let go. And just be in the moment right now. And not in all of that other energy that's swirling around your head. Okay, here we go. We ask Divine Mother, Divine Father, and Archangel Michael with his blue flame sword of truth to lovingly cut all binding ties, hooks, threads, cords, attachments, and any other kind of tie that may be limiting us in any way. These ties are now cut between ourselves and lack, turmoil, chaos, despair, the dismal energy of failure, and everything that's included in that. We ask that these binding ties, hooks, threads, cords, and attachments now be lovingly cut by Archangel Michael and his blue flame sword of truth. We ask that they be completely and thoroughly cut, lifted, healed, dissolved, broken, and eliminated from every level of our multidimensional energy field. And so Divine Mother is with us now. Divine Mother is releasing all of these ties and attachments from everywhere that they are attached, layer by layer, by layer 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 and we are letting go of each and every layer and allowing ourselves to be filled with divine love. The white crystalline energy of divine love is filling every layer of our multidimensional cells. So as these layers are cut away, as we let go, we are filled with more and more love. So everything that is cut is bringing us more and more into love. And we ask Divine Mother to accept all of these ties and attachments into her heart so that these ties are lovingly being cut throughout our entire vibrational field. Layer by 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 layer. Even the subtlest ties, the oldest ties, the deepest ties are being cut. Mark, Archangel Michael's blue flame sword of truth is capable of cutting any tie, capable of finding and cutting them, no matter how small, no matter how large, no matter how old, no matter how new. Nothing can hide. And these ties are being cut now, layer by 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 layer. By layer 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 by layer. And we realize, recognize that we are whole. We are one with all that is. We thank you, Divine Mother. We thank you, Divine Father. We thank you, Archangel Michael. And so it is. And just take a couple of nice deep breaths. And now they want me to fill you up with divine grace. So just breathe deeply as I say this. The wholeness of divine grace is completely filling my energy field now. Divine grace is pouring into my energy field now, filling every place in my multidimensional energy system with the presence of divine grace. Divine grace is opening more grace in my energy system, completely immersing me in the presence of divine grace. I accept divine grace within me now on every level of my life expression. Divine grace is permeating, penetrating, and saturating my energy field with the holy presence of divine grace. Divine grace is opening within every particle, atom, molecule, cell, point, place, and space within my entire energy field now. More and more wholeness of divine grace is filling me again and again. Wholeness of divine grace is pouring more divine grace into me now. I am lifted, opened, cleansed, and freed in the wholeness of divine grace. Divine grace is opening again and again into me, into all areas of my life, and gracing my entire energy field. Divine grace is bathing me on all levels of my life expression. Divine grace is renewing and sustaining me in a life blessed with divine grace. I am living in divine grace as I move through my life. I am lifted, open, cleansed, and freed in divine grace. Divine grace is opening again and again within me now and gracing my entire energy system. My life is now operating under the law of divine grace. I am opening in wholeness, moving in grace. Opening in wholeness, moving in grace. Opening in wholeness, moving in grace. Thank you, Divine Mother. Thank you, Divine Father. And so it is. And just take a couple of deep breaths. Okay, let me know how you're feeling. When I feel your energy now, it's so much more peaceful. You've gotten rid of that little swirling thing that was going on around your head. Okay, Dr. P says, thank you, I feel warm. Yes, it's all that beautiful love, that grace that's filling you. And it's flowing into you more and more from your heart. Your heart is just filling with that beautiful love, that beautiful grace. So just let yourself feel that beautiful energy. And remember, you create what you are thinking about. You receive from the universe what you are focusing on. Oh, good. I'm glad you're smiling. So focus on what you actually want to create in your life. And if anything else comes up, let it go. Your guidance is saying that you deserve a beautiful place to live. You deserve to have more than enough prosperity to pay for whatever it is you need to pay for. You deserve to have a life that is filled with love and blessings and light and glory. You deserve all of that. And it's time for you to start accepting that you deserve. So just let that divine grace help you to let go of those old beliefs about you and what's possible and what's impossible and all that other stuff. You are moving out of that energy and into the love that is within you. And that feels so much better. Well, wonderful. I am glad that you are receiving. I am glad that you are accepting. I'm so glad that you are shifting. It's just like, oof, you're becoming a new person. Wonderful. Just part of your evolution. It's a good thing. You are always welcome, always. I just love to share love. Best job in the whole world. Okay. All right, so Gemini Moon, did you have a question for today? Because we have time right now for your question if you have one. So guidance wants us all to know that right now, in this moment, you know, there are angels working on anyone who is listening to this, helping them to open up more to love, because it really is the answer. It really is the answer to whatever question you have. And I know sometimes that just doesn't seem to fit. But it's usually opening up to loving yourself that is the answer. Because the more we are open to loving ourselves exactly as we are, the more we are open to receiving and having whatever it is we truly desire in our lives. So Gemini Moon wants to know, am I on the right track with eliminating the negative people from my life? It's not just the negative people. The people that you attract into your life are the people who are at the same vibrational level as you. So it's not a matter of getting rid of the people. It's a matter of changing your vibrational. And it's usually a matter of opening up to loving yourself. It's also seeing how those negative people may have benefits in your life. That was really an eye-opening thing when I experienced it, when I started looking at the negative people or the people that I considered negative. And I started realizing what I was learning from those people. I was learning things about myself. I was learning things about what I believed. It was opening me up to letting go of those beliefs in me that I no longer needed, that were not for my highest good. And when I cleared out those beliefs, the negative people went away and I didn't have to do anything. They no longer resonated with me. So you're saying that you let the negative people stay because you feel sorry for them. Pity is not love. It is never love. Everyone is equal. So why on earth do they need to be pitied? You're not actually helping them, pitying them. You know, it's like the people who want to rescue people. And it reminds me of that saying, you give a man a fish, you feed him for the day. You teach him how to fish, and you feed him for a lifetime. So it's in empowering others that we actually make positive changes in their lives. Just having pity for them and patting them on their head and all of that kind of stuff, that's not actually helping them. It's not actually improving their lives. Okay. You know, you can ask your guidance what is for the highest good. You can always ask them that. You can ask them about, you know, letting someone in your life. Is this for my highest good? You can ask them about anything. You know, is this for my highest good? A lot of times we do things out of fear. Fear is not for your highest good. Fear is actually moving you away from love. I find that the more I am moving towards love, the better my life becomes. And that's true no matter what. So let that be what you base your decisions on as far as who you are going to associate with, who you're going to have a relationship with. You know, ask your guidance, is this for my highest good? And once you've had people in your life and you've experienced whatever you've experienced and you're no longer benefiting from associating with them, it's okay to let them go. You don't have to keep people around just because they've always been there. You don't have to keep them around because you're afraid that if you let them go, then they're going to suffer or their life is going to be horrible or, you know, where are they going to find food? They won't have me to feed them anymore. People experience the hardships in their lives in order to learn. And if other people are trying to save them, then they're actually keeping them from learning. And in some ways, that sounds like I'm saying, okay, if someone is poor and homeless, then you should just let them be poor and homeless. And sometimes you should just let them be poor and homeless so then they can realize that they don't need to be poor and homeless. We teach people that they are going to be rescued, and we need to teach people that they have the power to change themselves. That it's not a matter of the government coming in or the city coming in or the church coming in or whatever group coming in and just fixing their lives. It's a matter of them recognizing that they have power and starting to do what needs to be done to make their lives better. It's about choices. And a lot of times people don't recognize that they have choices. So think about that when you are looking at the people that you are inviting into your life. Are you inviting them in out of love or out of fear? Are you empowering them or are you pitying them? You will get completely different returns depending on what it is. So, Gemini, your guidance is saying it's okay. You are not here to rescue the world. You do not need to save people. You don't ever need to save people. They don't need to be saved. They're just experiencing their lives. So ask your guidance whether or not you should do whatever it is that pops into your mind and listen to what they tell you. And sometimes we fight what they tell us. And that's okay, too. That's part of what we are learning. And your guidance is saying that you are a truly, truly beautiful being. And you have this most beautiful light that's shining forth from you. So you don't need to prove your value. Not to anybody. So DC Love gave me this the other day, and I'm supposed to share it with you. So you may want to repeat this to yourself several times. The only approval I need is my own. The only approval I need is my own. The only approval I need is my own. And that way you are taking your power back and you are embracing your own life. You'll still be of service to others, but it'll come from love, not from the rescuing, pity, and all of that other kind of energy. And it just feels so much better. Okay, I hope that helps, and you are very welcome. And don't forget to actually enjoy your life too. That's part of it. Okay, I am getting the nudge that it's time for me to end the show. So thank you all so much for listening. And remember, if you have questions about the master solution and the whole thing about being in the group and changing an issue or letting go of an issue every week, then send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com, and I will get that written up and posted on my website today so then people can actually see it and I will post it in Facebook and Google Plus and wherever else they have me post it. And you, each and every one of you, are so incredibly loved. You always have been and you always will be. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever think that you are going through this alone, because you're not. You each have a beautiful team of divine guidance that is there for you. They really are there for you. That's what they're there for. So use them. Talk to them. Ask them the questions. And if you feel like you can't connect with them, you might try automatic writing. The instructions for that are on my website. You can read them for free and do it. I also teach an automatic writing class, so you can do that if you really want to learn how to connect and experience it. You have so many options in life. Pay attention to them. Start making the changes that are going to make your life better. You are loved, and you deserve it. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.